going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's just a matter of time before he finally tells himself, today's the day. Gentlemen, with how the modern woman has been allowed to become, insofar as argumentative, aggressive, HMT will be a never-ending well. Seriously, if HMT was a stock, it would skyrocket, just like investing in mortuaries and graveyards. Now, this article was sent courtesy of the Stone Reaper, and it was published on the 5th of July. Little village man charged with fatally shooting his wife and daughter and wounding his teenage son. Gentlemen, we have another one, but we got a 2-for-1 with this one. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Shortly after midnight, Monday, Jose Alvarez opened fire inside of his home in the 2600 block of South Millard Avenue and fatally shot his 15-year-old daughter and his 48-year-old wife, according to police, in a Sun Times report. He also shot his 18-year-old son in the ankle, police said. Gentlemen, the first question that I have to ask, did he intentionally shoot his son, or was it an accident? Why did he let his son live? Well, one can only put this together. Of course, his daughter and his wife. Well, we know. I think his son was taught a valuable lesson. What that lesson is remains to be seen. Alvarez, 67, was arrested Monday and was charged with 2 counts of first-degree termination, 1 count of attempted termination, and 1 count of aggravated discharge of a firearm, police said. Alvarez was expected to appear in bond court Wednesday afternoon, but his case was postponed until Thursday so his attorney could appear with him. Monday's shooting appeared to stem from an argument about a TV being too loud, a neighbor told the Sun Times. That, gentleman, is a very convenient excuse to put out to the normies for them to judge this man. However, we over here in this camp, we're looking at the story behind the lamestream story. I'm going to tell you exactly, in my humble opinion, what drove this man to do what he did. What drove him to put that mask on? A GoFundMe has been set up by family of the surviving teen, identified as Jesus Emmanuel Alvarez, to help cover funeral expenses for his mother and sister and his own medical costs. The fundraiser has collected more than $2,000 as of Wednesday morning. Quote unquote, funds are being raised for Emmanuel's recovery and to ease the financial burdens of this nightmare, the family wrote in the GoFundMe. Quote unquote, He is living through the worst days of his life. And while he is safe with his immediate needs, in the case of our family, there are many challenges to navigate in the days, months, and years ahead. Quote unquote, Emmanuel would like to thank everyone for the support over the last few days, with special recognition and appreciation to the neighbors that gave him shelter in the aftermath and those that have provided critical details to the authorities about the event. The campaign identified Emmanuel's sister as Daniela Alvarez and his mother as Karina Gonzalez. Emmanuel and his family couldn't immediately be reached for comment. Well. Here we have a mother that unfortunately was training her daughter to act in the same disrespectful manner as she was allowed to act. Yep. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 25. Why? Because the son knew that his mother and sister got taken offline by their father and he got popped in the ankle, which in my humble opinion might not have been an accident. Just saying. I'm gonna give my reason for that thinking after I'm done. And of course, for the brutality factor, I gotta give him a 15 because more than likely he shot both of them multiple times. So Jose, the Hitman Alvarez, gets a score of 55. Now, let's circle back to what, in my humble opinion, is the real story to this article. What am I going to go with, gentlemen? Well, they want to say that the TV being too loud was what drove this man to snap. Oh, no. That TV being too loud and them arguing with him about that TV being too loud, that, gentlemen, is the straw that broke this camel's back. Yep. More than likely, there were deeper issues going on behind the scenes. And I'm just going to say it flat out. The fact that he shot his daughter and his wife shows you just how disrespectful those two individuals were to this man in his own home. Now, why was the son shot in the ankle? In my humble opinion, that was going to be a lesson for him to learn later down the road. And that lesson being, no matter what you do for a woman in your life, she will turn on you. Yeah, his own daughter turned on him. What? What was that? Yeah, that's right, gentlemen. Your own daughter, if she's thoroughly trained by her mother, will turn on you. Yeah, it sucks, but hey, modern women have been allowed to act in such a disrespectful manner across the board and especially over here in America. Yep, far too many women simply have not learned the lesson. Once you get to a point with a man, that man is going to take action. This is something that has been building up for years between these two. This wasn't just a random spur of the moment. Ah, you know what? The TV's too loud. I'm going to go just start bucking on everybody. No. Like I said, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. He had had enough of those two. And He took matters into his own hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. Think I'm right? Think I'm wrong? Leave your thoughts in the comments section. But in my humble opinion, those two finally made this man snap. He was simply tired of them being disrespectful to him in his own home. Ladies, you are no longer bringing peace to a man's life. So guess what? Now you've got men initiating war. And guess who's going to be the casualties of said war? Well, like I said, modern women, you've become the bane of a man's life. And when he tags you as that bane, guess what? All bets are off. So you better understand this, and you better get this through your thick damn skulls, ladies. The power you think you have in arguing, being aggressive, being disrespectful, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that that man is not going to take matters into his own hands because you think you can hide behind all the quote unquote social barriers that are fake, by the way, that man is supposed to adhere to, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, a man is not going to let you be the way society wants you to be toward him without finally having him retaliate in a way that you thought he wouldn't. Oh, no, 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 no. More and more men, especially in this day and age, are on the edge. And since you women are no longer the calming, de-escalating force in that man's life, guess what? You're going to become the target that he decides to take out. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.